Many Americans have their foot on the pedal this Memorial Day weekend, even though the gas costs them more than $2 a gallon. And despite record-high gasoline prices, experts don't expect fewer cars on the road this summer. From San Diego, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
If Joe Hart had known what gasoline was going to cost this weekend, he probably would not have planned a 500-mile drive from his home in San Diego to a jazz festival in Northern California. But the festival tickets are already paid for, and there are no refunds.
We sent our cash in two or three months ago, and it would cost us about $300 if we did not go. So we're going to go.
Before setting out on the trip, Hart and his wife Rachel stopped by the AAA office in San Diego to pick up guidebooks and map out their route. The couple had just paid $117 to fill the gas tank on their motorhome. Joe Hart says that should take them about one-third of the way.
I get normally 8 miles. If I have a good tailwind going down great, I'll get 9.
The Harts are offsetting their high gasoline costs by sleeping in the motorhome, which they can park at the Elks Lodge for less than $15 a night. Ann Williams was also at AAA mapping out her vacation. She and a friend are driving from San Diego to Kentucky and on to Pennsylvania.
We did look at the gas prices. It was sort of like, is it still feasible for us to take the car, you know, go ahead and drive it? And we finally decided that it was going to be about a split because the airline prices are going up, everything. And so we might as well have fun driving.
That seems to be the consensus. A national survey by the Auto Club found nearly 31 million Americans hitting the road this holiday weekend. That's up more than 3% from last Memorial Day. Sure, inflation-adjusted gas prices are the highest they've been in nearly 20 years, but AAA's Justin McNall says you have to put that in perspective. A typical family with a minivan traveling 800 miles for vacation would have to spend about $20 more for gasoline this year than they did last.
You compare that to hotel prices or amusement park tickets or even what people spend across a week at Starbucks, and it's not a deal breaker for most vacationers.
Air travel is also climbing, up more than 5% this weekend from a year ago, but the vast majority of Memorial Day trips are by car. Branson, Missouri's Hillbilly Inn is booked up for the weekend. Motel owner April Studna says business for the rest of the summer is also picking up, notwithstanding the record-high gas prices.
I think it slowed things down, but I think the people are kind of staying close to home, and I think Branson's as close as they're going to get.
While high gas prices have not forced most people to scale back their weekend travel plans, some businesses worry they may try to compensate in other ways. Even if consumers are paying just a few dollars more for gas each week, Ellen Tolley of the National Retail Federation says that can trigger an exaggerated psychological response.
Many consumers get frustrated that they cannot control the price of gas. So when they get concerned about the price of gas and frustrated, they pull back spending in other areas like entertainment, travel, and retail. That's what we expect to see happen in the next few weeks.
In a survey by the International Council of Shopping Centers, about 40% of consumers said they had cut spending, either modestly or considerably, as gas prices rose. More than half the shoppers surveyed said they'd become more efficient in their driving, making fewer trips to the store, but buying more each time. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.